Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Pesachim Daf Hey. On Daf Talit we spoke, we brought down the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand what Tashbisu is. And we mentioned that Rashi says that Tashbisu is Hashpasa B'Lev, it's Bittul. And we mentioned Tosfos asks two questions on Rashi, and argues on Rashi, and says Tashbisu is real Havara, and Bittul is Mitam Hefker. So what the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, and how to understand Bittul is one discussion. And I want to discuss for a couple of minutes the Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos, how to understand what Tashbisu is. So again, Rashi says, if you look in Rashi, Dibur HaMask, Lubitul Ba'alma, and Avdalar Amud Beis, Rashi says, Dechsiv Tashbisu, Leksiv Sivaru, since the Torah used an expression of Tashbisu and not Tiva'aru, Vahashbasa Delev Hi Hashbasa. Hashbasa is done, Delev, and that is what Bittul is, and it's learned from the Pasuk of Tashbisu. And if you look in Tosfos over there, Dibur HaMaskel Midai Raisa, Tosfos brings Rashi's Pshat, and he asks two questions from today's daf, the Kasha L'ri. The high Hashbasa have Arahi, Beloi Bittul. The Hashbasa has to be Avara, it can't be Bittul. The Tanya B'Shmaitin, it says on our Gemara. Today's daf, Taf Hamar Aleph, towards the bottom, Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Tzarech. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't need a Mekar from the Pasuk of Yisishchat Al-Chamiz Dam Zivchi, which the Braiser brings earlier, to tell me that Chametz is Asur already from Erev Yom Tov. I know it from a different pasuk. What's that pasuk? Harei Oimer Tashbisu. It says Tashbisu. Matzinu lahavara shehi av melacha. We find Havara is an av melacha. So Havara, since it's an av melacha, can't be done on Yom Tov. Must be that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is done on Erev Yom Tov. Tosfos says, I have a Mefurash Braisa that says that Tashbisu is Havara. It's Reifa. The second question from our Gemara. The Tashbisu Harmina lekamon me'ach chalak shuhu mishay shayisu lemaila. The next part of the brayso, Yesi Omer Ein Tzarech, Rei Omer Ach B'Yom Arishon Tashbisu Sar Mibateichem Me'erev Yom Tov Ein Ela B'Yotzot Hamaloimer Ach Chalak. Tosfos says, Ula Achar Isur LeMahani Bittul. If Tashbisu is Bittul and the Isur starts from Erev Yom Tov, you can't do Bittul once it's in Isur. It's not in your Rishos. It's not even yours anymore. How can you Mevatel the Chametz which is not yours? That's what Tosfos asks on Rashi. So how is Rashi going to answer Tosfos' two questions, which L'Chayra seem to indicate pretty clearly that Tashbisu was Avara? So there are many Rishonim and Achronim that discuss this question, how to answer Shitas Rashi. The first that I want to discuss quickly is the Ramban. The Ramban answers Tosfos' first question on Rashi, and he says that Rashi also holds that you can mekayim Tashbisu by doing beer. However, since, as Rashi explains, the Torah didn't write Tisreifu or Tevaru, rather the Torah wrote Tashbisu, we see that Bittul Bepeh is also a bittul, and it can be a kiyum of Tashbisu. But the pasuk is certainly talking about, the pasuk that says, Ach b'yom harishon, Tashbisu sarmi b'teichem, is certainly talking about during the week, not on Yom Tov, at a time when I could do a bir b'yodayim. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva was able to be machiach that the pasuk is talking about Erev Yom Tov, not Yom Tov itself. The Magen Shloime adds that when Tosfos quotes Rashi, he says, Pirish Bekoshes Midichsiv Tashbisu Volechsiv Tavaru Alma Hashpasa Belevi. He seems to learn from Rashi that the only way to do Tashbisu is with Hashpasa Belevi. However, the Magen Shloime says, if you look in the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi says, Bebitul Ba'alma Dechsiv Tashbisu Volechsiv Tavaru Vahashpasa Delev Hi Hashpasa. Another way to be Mekayim Tashbisu is through Hashpasa. Because the Torah used an expression of Tashbisu, not an expression of Sivaru or Tisreifu, so Rashi says we see that you could also be Mekayim the Mitzvah by doing Bittul. Now, if you look in the Ran, at the beginning of the Masechta, the Ran says clearly that according to Rashi, you could be Mekayim Tashbisu, both through Bittul and through beer. Meaning you have two options. Either you could do beer or you could do the Bittul. And the MS, there's a Ramah that says in Siman Tov Lamed Aleph Tziv Beis that a person should not be mevatel his chametz until after he burns his chametz. Why? Because a person should be mekayim the mitzvah of sreifa with his own chametz. And if he's mevatel chametz before the sreifa, he's not burning chametz that belongs to him. And if you look in the Bi'ur Agra says this is only according to Tosfos, but according to Rashi, a person can mekayim tashbisu even with a bittul. Meaning he could do both. He could do a sreifa, but since he could do a bittul as well, he could be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu by doing a bittul. However, if you look in the Ritva, and seemingly the Meiri holds this way as well on Daf Beis, many Achronim learn the Ritva this way, that even according to Rashi, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu by doing a bittul. And you certainly would need a sreifa to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. This that Rashi says on the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that Tashbisu is Hashbasa Balev. Rashi is explaining this, that the Gemara says that Mido'i Reiso B'Bitul Ba'alma Sagi. Rashi is explaining that through Bitul, you're not Mevatel the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. Mido'i Reiso, it's enough to do Bitul. By doing Bitul, you're not Mevatel the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. But you're not positively being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. And there's actually a Lashon in the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, Shaderech Eitza Hetzrichu Bitul Achar Bedikah. The Torah was Matzrich, a person to do a bittul after his bedika as an eitzah, kedei shelo yikoshel bebal yiroah. Meaning, it's not necessarily a positive kiyum of the mitzvah of tashbisu. It's a hechatimtza not to be mevatel the mitzvah, because if a person is mevatel his chametz, then he won't be oyver abal yiroah, and he won't have chametz in his rishus, which he now has a requirement to burn. So he won't be mevatel the mitzvah of tashbisu. However, to be mekayim the mitzvah positively with the kumva asei, Rashi also agrees that the best way to do this is with Sreifa. Have a wonderful day.